Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. Here's a test your doctor might one day ask you to perform. Stand up, lift a leg off the ground, place the free foot behind the leg still attached to Mother Earth. With your hands on your side, gaze straight ahead while counting to 10. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi. You get 3 tries to make it to 10. If you make it all the way without toppling, congratulations. You've got a leg up on the longevity department compared with those people who teeter and fall like a bowling pin in a stiff breeze. That's according to Australian researchers who found that people in mid to later life who fail this test face double the risk of dying of any cause within the next decade. They suggest that this sort of exam might serve as a routine health check when visiting a doctor. The thought is that we might be able to get into better shape before this death prophecy is fulfilled, like some mummy's curse. The study looked at data from an exercise study that started in 2009. About 1,700 participants, ages 51 to 75, were asked to do the balance test. About 1 in 5 couldn't hold themselves up for the full 10 Mississippis. They were generally in poorer health. Over the next 7 years, more than 17% of those unable to balance themselves died, mostly of cancer or heart disease, a far higher rate than those who could. Researchers controlled for underlying health, age, and sex to calculate that those who faltered had an 84% higher risk of dying within 10 years. The good news is that you can work on getting healthier if at first you don't succeed. See your family doctor, exercise, eat right. That mummy's curse, on the other hand, well, its cure might take a visit to a specialist. This edition of Health in a Heartbeat is brought to you by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFTFM. For more information or to subscribe to our weekly e-newsletter, please visit our website, heartbeatradio.org.